What's going on, everybody? It's be your boy, DJ Anonymous, with another episode of Sports Biz Music, the podcast. And on this episode, I got to talk about it because this is my home. If y'all know, obviously, like, of course, I've DJed. That's why I say Sports Biz Music by DJ Anonymous. I just kept the name. I'll probably go back to DJing one day. But anyway, y'all know that I used to DJ heavily, especially like years ago. I was a mixtape DJ. And one of my goals I wanted to do was help pump out different talent out of South Florida, and particularly Miami, Dade County, throughout all the parts of Dade County, from Aventura, Palm Springs, Hialeah, Wynwood, Opa-locka, Kara City, Liberty City, Porky Beans, Little Havana, Little Haiti, Olympia Heights, Kendall, West Kendall, Homestead, Florida City, Naranja, Leesa City, Coconut Grove, throughout all the cities, the communities, the villages downhill, right? That was a hard task, and I'm not saying I gave up, because I have a platform now so I can interview all these individuals, all these businesses and stuff. But it's time to put my, it's time for me to release everything about how I feel about everything that's been going on, everything I've been seeing, everything. Just sitting back and just seeing stuff go on the last few years, especially the last couple months. So I believe it was last month, and it was a shocker for me that Briscoe and Iceberg was doing, they was having like a beef or whatever, and they had like an altercation at the club or whatever. So I don't know, I seen it on IG, a lot of cussing, a lot of this and that going on. Apparently it all started with Briscoe saying that he's better than everybody lyrically downhill in Miami, right? And it kind of started kind of stirred the pot in a way. And when I was looking at it and just paying attention and looking at the comments, I was like, it's a good thing because it's starting to get people out their ass and starting to like really challenge themselves, you know, lyrically. But at the same time, it's like, this is the problem with Miami. Right? And I'm going to tell y'all a story. Remember, I told you I was going to get a little bit personal. And this is what I meant about being personal. I'm going to go down memory lane. I'm going to go down to all this, to how I even started DJing, right? So, growing up, you know, my brother, he's a rapper. And growing up, me and my nephew was always around him. And he used to always have us, like, you know, do freestyles and stuff, right? I noticed I didn't really know how to freestyle like that. I did a couple times, but I'm like, man, I ain't finna be no rapper. I don't know how to sing and all that. I either want to be a producer, or eventually when I started noticing, I could be a DJ. Right? So as I got older, I was intrigued of DJing. I was intrigued with the scratching and stuff, but I grew up in the era where it was mixtapes, you know, DJ Clue, DJ Drama, DJ Chronic, DJ Ideal, DJ Smalls, DJ Obscene, DJ 31 Degrees, who was all the DJs? DJ Real, all these DJs that came out with mixtapes and stuff that I was listening to, that I was getting accustomed to. Trapaholic mixtapes, of course, Gangsta Grills, DJ Duncanon, DJ Trendsetter. I already shouted out DJ Drummer. All these mixtape DJs, and I was intrigued with it because I'm like, when I was in middle school and high school, I was always the person that everybody came to because I knew how to get music. You know, shout out to Lion Wire, shout out to Frost Wire, shout out to all the in between. You know, websites and stuff, right? So I was always finding a way to get music and stuff, right? So me getting to know my people, especially people that I always did playlists for and just burn them on the CD. Because back in them days, feel old, but back in the days, you know, for y'all Gen Zers, especially like in the mid 2000s, late 2000s, early 2010s. No, I want to say mid 2000s for sure. We used to burn CDs, and like people used to write they songs on the, like, to make a playlist, they should write on a piece of paper. Or as technology got changed a little bit, they started writing, they either sent you a text or write it on their notes. Either way, people had to write their stuff, right? And we had to put it together. We had to curate it ourselves. So that's what I did. So I like, I'm doing this, I might as well just become a DJ and just mix stuff up and stuff and whatever, right? So I did it. I told my brother, I told my mom, I told everybody around me, I'm finna be a DJ, I'm finna be a mixtape DJ. So my first mixtape was North Day versus South Day, right? Now, everybody, now I'm circling back to where I'm the main topic, you know, state of Miami, right? I'm from Miami, born and raised Miami-Dade County, right? And for people that don't really know much of Miami, yeah, y'all come down here, but y'all don't know the history of Miami. And I'm also going to talk about that too. It's a lot of stuff, because I can talk about hours about Miami. But in particular, I'm talking about the music, really hip-hop. So where I'm from, Dade County, you got the Flagler Street. Flagler Street divides the north side, which is North Dade, and the south side, which we call South Dade. So in most places, they either say north side, south side. We say down here, we say North Dade, South Dade. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it. And it's divided by Flagler Street. So Flagler Street is really like the line between the north and the south. So up north, down south. We said that too, down here. So for me, when I started DJing, when I started, because back in the day, we had MySpace, and that was like the main social media hub that we had, you know, utilize it, adding people, following people, networking with people, you know what I'm saying, meeting new artists and stuff. And I have a lot of family members, of course, from different parts down here. And it was always a difference. Up north, North Dade was more like busy, more like, you know, imagine like a, you know, New York in a way where it's more job opportunities, like everything is up here, like all like the like carnival, what else? All the hotels is up here, the airport is up here. So it's like North Dade is like the part where I don't mind the back noise. But North Dade is like the part where it's a lot of business, it's a lot of companies up here. Where South Dade is country, you know, it's more spread out. They known for like the agriculture down there, it's a lot of farming down there. People like plant stuff down there and everything. It's country. It's like some people call it the real Miami, because that's how Miami was built on. Miami, because I tell people all the time, and that's a whole nother topic, that Miami, South Florida in general, we still the South, we still Southern. We may not have the traditional accent like every other Southern state or Deep South state, but when you pass that Dixie line or you hear somebody from like, I hear it all the time, like people from like New York, people from like LA and stuff like that, they're like, bro, like you from the South, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may not sound like a person from like Memphis or Atlanta or Houston or in between them, you know, them back roads and stuff, but you from the South, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so the mixtape was North Dade for South Dade. I wasn't trying to put people against each other. It was more like a healthy competition, because a lot of people don't know about, first of all, when Miami became commercial and hip hop and music in general, a lot of people didn't even know about South Dade. Even certain areas in the north part of Miami, like the North Bay part of Miami. A lot of people didn't know about Little Haiti. A lot of people didn't know about places like Al Pata or Little Havana or, truth be told, even Hialeah at the time. A lot of people didn't know. At the time, people just thought of South Beach, Carroll City, maybe, you know, even Liberty City and stuff, but they didn't know about the surrounding, like, other areas, other towns, other villages, you know, down here, because we have villages down here, too. They didn't know about different places down here. So, for me, I tried my best to get people from different areas, but also different parts of Miami-Dade County, and just to showcase their talent, but also showcase where they from, because, you know, even to this day, a lot of us that's from here, we always say we don't cross that bridge, or we don't go to certain areas because that's the commercial areas that everyone see, you know, on TV, whether it's commercials, movies, shows, you know, it's always the typical places. But when I tell these out-of-towners, I say, listen, it's more to Miami, just like people tell me, it's more to New York, it's more to L.A., it's more to Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Seattle, L.A., D.C., like it's the same thing down here. It's more to just Miami. Miami is very diverse. Like, it's very, very diverse. It's like, I call Miami like the bridge between the country and the city. Someone who want to come from the country, they got to pass Miami, go to the city life. Somebody who from the city life that want to slow down and go to the country, they got to pass Miami. Miami, to me, is like dead in the middle. It's literally one part, you could be in the suburbs, another part you could be in the hood, another part you could be in the country, another part you could be at the beach, another part you could be at the wealthiest place in the world. That's the best thing you could describe as Miami-Dade County. So anyway, I was doing that. The mixtape did good. That's how I got my name out there a little bit, you know, when I just started networking with people and everything, just networking. And the same thing I said, like, my goal is to get Miami artists to work with each other, but also, like, let's just create music together. Because even to this day, you still got people who grew up, because that's one thing about Miami. Like, Miami is not a city where it's, like, gang-related and stuff like that. It may have, like, an influence, but that's not how we was brought up. Miami is more, like, by neighborhoods, by even street. So, like, a person from 69th Street may not mess with somebody on 71st Street, or someone from 37th Ave may not mess with somebody from 47th Ave. That's just how it is down here. And it goes by zones, or it goes by areas or whatever. So, basically, like, down here, people grew up and worked with people around their neighborhood. They grew up, you know, they with their family stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But, and I'm tired of saying this because I said this before. I even said it when I was, you know, when I was coming up as a DJ, because it's part of the story too. I should tell every artist from down here, why you think Atlanta's the mecca of hip hop? Why you think Houston is next? Why you think, you know, Memphis? Why you think, because I'm just comparing cities in the South. I ain't even thinking about New York or L.A., I'm even DC to a fact, because DC, yeah, is East Coast, but it's still like the South. Like, it's there. You look at all these other cities and stuff, they have their artists work together. Some of them don't even like each other, but they still work together because they want to get this money, and also they want to be well known and stuff like that. So, like, and some of them that didn't like each other at first, they grown to love each other because they're like, man, this man, you know, he like me, same work ethic and stuff, or she like me. You know, like, it's like they become family. They become enemies to friends or whatever, family, whatever, right? So that was my goal. When I was in my junior year, which was my craziest year of my life, I was trying to do everything. But anyway, I was dropping mixtapes like every... I was trying to do this crazy thing where I dropped mixtapes like every month, every other month. And I was getting them. When I got to college, I started doing more events and stuff. Like doing, like, you know, like baby showers, or doing, like, you know, free stuff, like, you know, DJ and art events and stuff, just to get my name out there. And I was getting them. But as I was getting to a point where my name was getting the, I started noticing it wasn't even just the artists. It was also other DJs. It was other producers. Even me working them, and even me doing podcasts now, it even triggered to the media where it's so much competition, where it's so much money out here, so much opportunity out here. And when I heard about Briscoe and Iceberg, I was kind of surprised because them boys did music together. They, you know, they did a lot together and stuff like that. And just people felt triggered and stuff about it. Like, what Briscoe did was good and bad. It was good because it woke people up. But at the same time, it just showed that, you know, I hate to say it and I used to deny it, but it's true. You know, we a crab in the barrel down here. Like, it's crazy. Like, we show more love to people out of state or out of town. But they, you know, they don't, you know, we don't do it over here. Like, for example, right? This is part of my other story, right? God bless the dead, Little Ice. Little Ice was artist from Broward. He was from Carver Ranches. I used to work with a lot. And I remember he told me this a couple years before he passed. He said, Broward going to be on top. I'm like, yo, you only got Ace Hood. You know, that was the only person that was out at the time. And he was like, forget Ace Hood. I'm going to be next up. And a whole bunch of people coming, right? I kid you not, years later, I want to say probably like, what year that was when everybody came out of the Broward? Like 2014-ish, 2015-ish, when Kodak and all them came out? It happened. It was a floodgate. Artists from downhill, you know, I took a break. A lot of people don't know, but this part of my story, I took a break. I took a break from music. This is before I transitioned to podcast. That was like a couple years later. But I was paying attention to the growth of Broward County, Broward music. And even Palm Beach got some artists that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? But Broward, even right now, it slowed down, but it's still the hotbed. Why I brought that up, too, was because that at the time when I was DJing, when I first started off DJing, the first two areas that showed me so much love was down south, with South Dade and Broward County, the whole Broward County, like, and they was hungry. Broward is different from Miami in terms of, and I hate to say this, but down here, we think that we the shit because we in a bigger market. We have, because first of all, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Miami is a big market in terms of like people, but we still don't have like, we may have like, you know, radio stations down here all of a sudden, like, you know, iHeart, but we don't have like the, like New York, you could go to iHeart main station, you could go to Atlantic Records, you could go to Warner Brothers, you could go to, like, down here, we have it here, but it's only for the Latin artists. But even the Latin artists, they gotta work so much hard because it's like, we don't have that luxury of, shit, let's go to Warner Brothers and just pop up in the, we don't have that luxury like we had, like, people in New York and even LA, they got they got record labels out there too. Plus they got the movie movie companies out there. So it's just like, and now Atlanta established itself so much that Atlanta got both. Atlanta, like, now people, we ain't gotta travel as much to go to New York and LA. We can just go to Atlanta. But it's sad, like, Miami was supposed to be that city, that hub where we come together, we create different labels, we do all this stuff. We were supposed to be that city. But, you know, shit got crazy and stuff like that. But all I'm gonna say is that if you're an artist from Miami, a DJ, a producer, etc., please do me a favor and look at the map, look at the different cities, look at the different villages, look at how many people is at that, you know, them cities, them villages, and how many people is there. Let's say, for example, Aventura got 300,000 people that live there. I'm just putting out numbers, right? Try your best to get at least 1/3 of them people to come, you know, be your fans. Or try to be like, you know, I'm going to get one person, I'm going to go around the county one time and get one person from each city, each village, and then I'm going to work my back way around, because this is something I wish I did, and this this something that a DJ, a producer, artist, even a podcaster, everyone that's trying to, in the media and the entertainment world, they're trying to get fans, pay attention to your numbers and try to go to these areas, whether it's a small Starbucks or whatever, and try to do meet and greets, because I'm going to do that shit too. But try to do this, like, strategy. Get one person. It could be a person that's an artist they serve, or a podcaster they serve, or a producer they serve. Get that one person from each space and continue to do it. Continue to do it. And I guarantee you, you're going to have so many fans. You're going to have so many people following you. And then guess what? You're going to help them out. You're going to help their people out. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with Miami. That's the problem with state of Miami in terms of hip-hop and music and even media, everything as a whole. We don't work together. We feel like, oh, because he over there, I can't. It's that need to end. That bull junk need to end. So for that being said, let's change this shit, this generation. Let's just change it. All right, this is me, your boy, DJ Anonymous, on the episode of Sports Business Music, and I'm out. Peace.